This time of year, many students at Alaska's boarding schools are heading home for winter break. Boarding schools have a long and complicated history for Alaska Natives. Some blame them for loss of Indigenous languages, and some students suffered abuse at schools. But these days, plenty of families choose boarding school as the best option to educate their kids. In the next installment of our series, Being Young in Rural Alaska, Angela Denning Barnes speaks with some of those families.
I'm working on my daughter's ruff, my oldest daughter, Ashley.
Regina Johnson sits at the kitchen table, stitching together a long strip of hide with shiny black hair.
This is actually a Russian raccoon.
Regina's hoping to get it done for her daughter when she comes home for Christmas. She's a senior at Mount Edgecombe High School, a boarding school in Sitka. Regina's only son, Austin, is there too. It's about 1,000 miles from Bethel as the crow flies, with no connecting roads. But Regina knows her children are in good hands because that's where she went to school. She left Pecos Point at age 14. The village has about 150 residents.
The school was so small in Pecos Point, and I wanted to further my education.
She says she not only got a better education in the classroom, but also learned to be responsible and how to take care of herself.
And as far as home goes, yes, you have to do the laundry, pack the water, help do the wood. It was just totally different where you had to learn to live with other people that you weren't so used to living with it at home.
These days, it's a little quieter at home with her two oldest children gone to boarding school. There are just two younger ones left now.
What is that? In the? Big mistake.
Sitting at the same table is her husband, Don Johnson, helping their 5-year-old daughter with a word game. When she's 14, she'll move to Sitka too.
All my kids are going to go. It's a no-brainer for me.
For Don, it's a family affair. He went to the boarding school, as did his 6 siblings and his parents. It was a long way to move from their coastal village of Amonok on the Bering Sea, but he says the quality of education was worth it.
There's a lot of students that attend Mount Edgecombe High School and become really successful in their lives. Look at me, I'm in high school. I knew what I wanted to be, and that was become a pilot. So ever since graduating, that's what I've been doing.
For the Johnson family, being successful doesn't mean leaving culture behind. They still live in their home region. The kids go to fish camp at Pecos Point every summer and moose hunting over break, so they keep up on those subsistence skills too.
My name's Ashley Johnson, and I am a senior from Bethel. I want to become a veterinarian.
Ashley Johnson sits in the gym lobby at Mount Edgecombe High School. She's in jeans, tennis shoes, and a black jacket with long, dark hair. She says she always knew she would go to the boarding school as a freshman, but the transition away from family wasn't easy.
Well, at first, no one's going to be there for you, and you're going to be starting out in somewhere so new, and you're going to be lost. And this coming to a boarding school here is going to help you cope with that, and it's going to help you try to build up your self-confidence and everything else like that.
For Mount Edgecombe Jr., Anna Springer, the decision to leave Bethel for boarding school wasn't exactly set in stone. 2 of her older siblings went, but 3 did not.
And in middle school, I was kind of like, you know, wishy-washy about it. I even had like a little pro and con paper of, you know, MHS or BRHS.
The pros won out, and Anna's been at boarding school the last 2.5 years. She says she likes the busy environment.
We weren't busy, we'd probably be getting into trouble or something. I mean, that's the plus side of it. Like, you have, like, really strict consequences if you're doing something you really shouldn't be. So it keeps you out of trouble, which is really good.
In Bethel, Anna's dad, Mark Springer, believes the education is top-notch. Regularly, Anna travels by ferry for sporting events, and she has access to the University of Alaska Southeast right next door. Another of his daughters learned Japanese at Edgecombe and then visited the country. Mark says these opportunities are a kind of trade for having his children leave home early. In the school year, from August to May, they usually return home only once, during Christmas break. He doesn't visit often either because it's a full-day flight and up to $900 round trip.
And that can be hard for some families. I mean, it's not always easy for us. It is a long time to be separated from your child.
Regina Johnson agrees that's tough, but she keeps close to her kids. She tries to talk to them through their tough times by phone. They call or text or Skype every day.
Definitely multiple times in a day we communicate.
But mostly, she sees them becoming more confident in themselves, more willing to take on challenges. She hasn't lost that drive either. She says after all her kids graduate, she just might try to go back to school herself. With help from Ed Ronco in Sitka, I'm Angela Denning Barnes in Bethel.